he was aggressive in what he did and too reckless, you know. And I think that he'll learn from that. He's a kid that studies, kid that works. So we have all the confidence in the world he's going to rebound from that.
Is it how important is it for a young guy to tell him, hey, don't start pressing because you made a mistake? Do you ever have to say that to a young guy?
I'm not the best psychologist in the world. I'm just going to be myself. You know what I mean? So I'm going to try to get the guy corrected the way I know how to correct him, if that's the best way to say it. How's that? No, I don't know about screaming, but he'll be loudly corrected. How's that?
Some penalties again the other night.
Yeah, I think there were some young guys that, you know, just still have to – they're learning to play ball. And, I mean, you know, guys are yelling things out on them. You're talking about the procedure penalties, you know, that was something that, you know, we hadn't had in the past, but they were yelling some signals out and our guys reacted to it. So we have to learn from that. And I think they will. The one on the offensive one, where we had 12 guys on the field, that was unfortunate. You know, one of the guys got nicked on the play before, and hopefully we learned from that also, because that's a situation where you need to stay down if you're nicked, you know, so learn from that and go from there.
Stand up with Buffalo's return game.
Well, I mean, Brandon Tate's a very, very solid guy that's been around the league for a long time, and he's, you know, he's been productive in this league. Played him a number of times in Cincinnati when I was there with other teams, so he's a productive guy. I think their whole core of teams guys are probably as experienced a group as we'll see. They've done a good job. Coach has done a good job of getting guys there that are experienced players. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us again.
How much of Mickens' ability to get and block those kicks is pure speed and technique? You know, what's the mix there?
Mickens, who are you talking?
Not Mickens, I'm sorry, Myrick, sorry.
Yeah, okay, I was wondering, because maybe we ran something else, I didn't know. But I got you. Yeah, that's it, exactly right. He's come off the edge well. He's done a good job. You know, we thought he would coming off. And, you know, Telvin was the one that got the one last week, so that was encouraging from him. You know, it's two in a row in 2 weeks, so. You know, guys have come hard all year, and hopefully it pays off in the playoffs. That's what we're hoping.
Joe, how do you get guys who haven't played in the playoffs ready for the increased intensity that tends to come?
The thing that, you know, that we talked about all week is just the speed, how much faster. You know, there's three speeds, in my opinion. There's preseason speed, there's regular season speed, and then there's playoff speed, and they're going to see it. So I think, you know, the more you can show them how it looks. So we've tried to show them some playoff tapes, you know, try to show them how fast it looks, how clean things look. But, you know, they're gonna play ball. That's what they need to do. I mean, it's just another game, but it's going to be a faster game, that's all.